DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource.
815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
John Ding is back with you here from Blackman High School. Game two of our doubleheader here on WGNS tonight. It's Central Magnet from Murfreesboro, and we're just going to call them Central. Everybody knows that, the Central Tigers. And 31-9 on the year, and they're taking on Ripley today with a record of 24-16. And Brian will be joining me in just a few minutes. We want to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Winners Trophies. Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. And the lineups look like this. First of all, for Murfreesboro Central, Mackenzie Jackson will lead it off and play right field. Jacob Kroom will be in left field batting second. Batting third at shortstop will be Derek Sargent. Hitting third and doing the pitching tonight will be Austin Worley. Alex Ropp will play first base and bat fifth. Hitting sixth will be the second baseman, Reed Sullivan. Josh Green will be in center field. He'll bat seventh. Taylor Saling will do the catching and bat eighth. Will Norfleet will play third base and hit ninth. So for Central, it's Mackenzie Jackson, Kroom, and Sargent, the first three. The 4, 5, and 6 are Worley, Ropp, and Sullivan. And the bottom three is Josh Green, Taylor Saling, and Will Norfleet. For Ripley, they're also the Tigers, 24-16 on the year. Vaden Mills will lead it off and play shortstop. Sam Williams will pitch and bat second. Bo Simpson will do the catching. He'll hit third. Mitchell Jackson will be in center field batting cleanup. Stephanie Mabin will play third base and bat fifth. Over at first base and hitting sixth will be Austin Miller. Kevin Seaton will be the second baseman. He'll bat seventh. Corey Worlds will be the D.H. tonight. He'll bat in the eight hole. And Eric Hofstee will play left field and bat ninth. So for Ripley, it's Mills, Williams, and Simpson. Jackson, Mabin, Miller. Seaton, Worlds, and Hofstee. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and, of course, Fans Heating and Air. We're about ready to get underway. The umpires have gathered at home plate. It'll still be a few minutes away, starting a little bit later, although actually they're on time. We did mention the wind was a little bit of a factor in that Riverdale game today, as Riverdale lost by a score of 10-1. Colin Snyder had a little trouble with control today. They popped in 10 runs off of him today, and just wasn't Riverdale's day. But they will be back in the loser's bracket in the morning, 10 a.m., we'll be on the air probably about 9:50 for that broadcast in the morning. And it is a game, a must game now. There's no errors. As Brian mentioned in the post-game show, they cannot afford to lose another game. So they are in the loser's bracket. But on the positive side, they did that last year and finished in the Final Four. So it is not over by any stretch of the imagination for the Riverdale Warriors. Central finished strong here. And they have been on a roll as of late, 31-9 coming into this game. Buddy Powers is gathered around home plate to talk to the umpires and go over the ground rules. It's 320 down the left field line, 320 down the right field line, and 375 in dead away center field. And as we mentioned, the flag is blowing in, which means we don't know how many home runs are going to be hit today, that's for sure. I want to thank Coach Justin Interton for helping us out here. Even got me a big tall stool to sit in. I'm in heaven right now. The only problem is I'm wearing a Braves hat. But other than that, we're doing just fine here. Brian Barrett has joined me. He'll be joining me in just a moment. We'll take a timeout, and we will return with more with the first pitch and more here as we continue with Central against Ripley. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com. That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Frog between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1550. The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource.
815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part tonight by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Conference by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Central Magnet enters the state tournament 31-9 and on a 14-game win streak. Ripley, 23-17, has won eight straight. And this marks Central's fourth year, but third year, playing a varsity schedule. The Tigers have nine seniors on this roster, and they rolled through District 8 AA this season, losing just one game in league play. Then Central won the District 8 AA and Region 4 AA tournament before defeating Hickson in the Class AA sectional to reach the state. And the visiting team is Central tonight. They will bat first. Ripley in purple and white pants. So we're about ready to get underway. Sam Williams on the mound for the Tigers. That's the Ripley Tigers. And due to lead off is Mackenzie Jackson for the Tigers. Right-handed hitter and a good one. Williams, his battery mate is Simpson. Here's the wind and the pitch. That's a strike called on the outside corner. And we're underway here at Blackman High School. 0-1 the count to Jackson. He'll be followed by Kroom, then Sargent. The first three to face Williams. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball sails up high. And it's one ball, one strike. Williams with a long windup. He kicks and fires. Breaking ball swung on. Fly ball left field. It's going to drop in front of Hofstey for a leadoff single. So Jackson gets Central off to a good start with a leadoff single. He's going to bring up Kroom, the left fielder. Right-handed hitter. And you can hear the wind is rather brisk and blowing in right now, and that had a little effect on that ball that Jackson hit. And Hofstey shading his eyes out there in left field. The stretch by Williams. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner, 0-1. Jackson with good speed down at first base. Nobody out for Central. Buddy Powers has done a terrific job with this ball club. The stretch, throw over. Pitch will not be made. Kevin Davis helps assist with Coach Powers. Here's the stretch. The 0-1 pitch. Ball didn't break, and it's one ball, one strike. Kroom, the left fielder, right-handed batter. This is a sign down from Powers. Jackson with the lead at first. Check of the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Last ball's outside. Two balls, one strike. Ravenwood had no problem with Riverdale in the first game, 10-1 in the AAA. Williams from the stretch, the pitch swung on, blooped into right field. On comes, however, having trouble with the wind, but makes the catch as Heron for out number one, and Jackson goes back to first. So Kroon flies out to right and brings up Derek Sargent, the shortstop. Nine seniors on this team, evident with that 31-9 record. One out, a runner at first. We're in the top of the first. Runner going. Pitches a ball. Throw down is going to be safe. Plenty of time. And Jackson stole it easily. So a single and a stolen base. Jackson's in scoring position with one out. And a one ball, no strike count to Sargent. Brian Barrett joins me. Didn't get a speeding ticket on the way, did you?
No. Pretty easy drive over.
Here's the pitch, swung on and missed with a breaking ball, 0-1. Make that 1-1. Well, I got into a little traffic, but it wasn't too bad.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you go down Medical Center?
I made a mistake and went Thompson Lane. But I did go Medical Center half the way. 1-1 pitch will not be made as check of the runner Jackson over at second.
A little side street.
Yeah.
Is the one that I took.
Yeah.
Thompson Lane going the opposite way. It was pretty rough.
Here's the stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, a little chopper to the mound. Williams bobbles it, can't pick it up. He made a nice play originally, but then dropped it and couldn't find the handle. And runners at first and third.
Well, that stolen base looks really big now.
That is an E1. And down at third is Jackson. And I didn't give the time of the first pitch, but I think it was around 6:29, actually.
Was it really?
Yep. Jay Mullins Jewelry. Father's Day's coming up now. You know, now it's time to look out for me.
That's right.
For Wah.
Numero uno.
A nice watch or something, you know?
Yeah.
My daughter's listening. My son-in-law, well, no, my daughter. Son-in-law won't give me anything.
You might go for a nice bracelet or
necklace. No. One out here. Runners at first and third. I'm being bothered by the official scorer over here. It's really tough. He auditioned for your spot.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. And he did quite well. We may use him in the third or fourth inning.
Oh, okay.
But I'm kind of worried about the scoreboard right now. It kind of went out before the game.
But
he fixed it. Amazing.
Justin Intricate doing some intricate work, huh?
Is he the site director here?
Yep.
No? He's got a title?
Well,
I can't fault it too much. I got a nice stool. Look how far up I am.
I know.
And look how way down you are.
You always like to look down on people, don't you?
Three balls, no strikes to count to Austin Worley. Got a chance to help himself here. The cleanup hitter. Open stance. Here's the pitch. And that one got away, and the runner's going to go to second, and that is ball four. So the bases are full of Tigers. And not Ripley Tigers either, Central Tigers.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, use the line that the Tigers are going to win this game.
Spencer Hyland going to run for at first base for Worley. Alex Ropp, the first baseman, due up. Got a golden opportunity to score some runs here early for Central. Here's the stretch by Williams, the pitch. Strike called right down the middle, 0-1. I'm thinking positive here, Brian. If Central wins it all, they will play at 2 o'clock on Friday, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
At the big house.
At the big house. We've been there once before.
And we want to go back.
Absolutely.
Curveball swung on, fouled at the plate.
What I really would like to do is do the 2 o'clock double-A game with Central and do the 5 o'clock triple-A game with Riverdale.
Just a doubleheader right there. No balls, two strikes. Williams out in front of Rob. The wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss. He just tipped it. Stayed alive. Still 0-2. Buddy Pires giving him some encouragement here. Runners take their lead. Jackson at third. Sargent is at second. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball gets away. Not far enough for Jackson to score. Ripley Tigers. Sam Williams gets back on the mound. He has a 1-2 count on Ropp. Over at first is Hyland. Here's the wind in the pitch. Breaking ball swung on. High pop and out of play. Count remains 1-2.
Well, nothing against Smyrna, but John, last year we made the trek from Siegel to Smyrna, and this was a much easier,
much better
drive
right
to do two games, two places.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, blooped into right field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Jackson's going to score. Sargent, they're going to hold him. Bases remain loaded, and it's 1-0 Central. Good at bat there by Ropp. He was in the hole 0-2, wound up singling to right. Heron got it in a hurry. And Central leads 1-0.
A run on two hits and a walk so far, and John only one out. So
and a chance to get more. Reed Sullivan, the second baseman, due up. Sargent had to hold at third. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a strike called 0-1. That was a beaut. One run on two hits. Tigers starting early on the offense. Williams gets the sign from Simpson. Here's the pitch. He bunts, and it's a good one. And they're going to let it roll. And everybody's safe. Another run scores. Reed Sullivan lays down a beautiful bunt, gets an RBI on the way. Third hit of the inning, second run of the inning. Bases still loaded. Sargent scores from third. So just like that, Central on top, 2-0. And Brian, they've been scoring some runs as of late.
Yeah, they have. And, John, they've won 14 in a row. And right now, they are on their way toward 15.
There's a ground ball to second. Could be two. Throw to second, one. On to first, two. It's a double play. It goes 6-4-3. And the inning is over, but not before Central gets a couple of runs on three hits. There was a walk and nobody, one left, and we have completed the first half inning of play. Central leads it 2-0 over Ripley. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with two locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have two locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
our game here on WGNS. Game two of our doubleheader today, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack. Good baseball man and a great State Farm agent at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm and agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Brian Central off to a very good start, scored two runs. Double play wiped out any chance of getting some more, but still a good inning for Central in the top half of the first.
Yeah, great inning to get a couple of runs, and they got the leadoff batter on with a single and three hits in that inning. Played a little small ball, and John, despite the double play, still got a couple of runs on three hits.
Wade Mills will lead it off. Boy, he's a little guy, the shortstop. About my height. Here's the pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Austin Worley on the mound. Sailing doing the catching. Over at first is Ropp. Sullivan at second. Sargent at short. Northfleet over at third. The outfield left to right. Kroom, Green, and Jackson. Here's the wind by the right-hander in the pitch. Swung on, popped back to the first baseman. Over comes Ropp. He's got it for out number one. So Mills pops up to the first baseman, Ropp. That brings up the pitcher, Sam Williams, who had a bit of a rocky first. So one out here in the bottom of the first. Worley looks in from the sign from Sailing, and the wind and the pitch. Swung on, bounced foul out of play. Tough day for Riverdale today, Brian, and you're going to kind of wrap that up for us in a few minutes of that game. But, 10 runs, kind of surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, very surprising, but chance to come back from all that now.
Here's the pitch, grounded to second. Coming over is Sullivan, throw to first in plenty of time for out number two.
Basically, what they have to do is now go 5-1 in the state tournament to win it all. They've got to win five games, four in the coming out of the loser's bracket.
And quite possibly we'll have to face Ravenwood again somewhere down the line.
It's quite possible if they get beat, Farragut and Cookeville all in that bracket.
Worley, two out here in the bottom of the first. The line by the right-hander, here's the pitch. And a strike is called, 0-1. Drop down a little bit on that pitch. 2-0 Central. We're in the bottom of the first. The wind, and here's the pitch. That one sails outside. Count even, one ball, one strike. Standing room only crowd here at Blackman, as was at Siegel today. And I believe this crowd is really huge. I mean, it's goes back all the way to the field house and back by the concession stand. Here's the pitch. That one sails inside. Two balls and a strike. It's got to be the side director, don't you think? I mean, you know.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Got a beautiful site for baseball here.
They sure do. One of the best campuses, best complexes anywhere. The 2-1 pitch. There's a beautiful pitch into the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Two out here.
John, just to let folks know, if Riverdale wins tomorrow morning at 10, they will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night as well. Got to play two tomorrow.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball sails high. Count is full. That's exciting news, Brian. I think in your email you said to us, I think to everybody you said, Wednesday could be a really rough day.
Well, if Central wins this game, we'll have Riverdale at 10, Central following that, and maybe Riverdale that night.
Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Nothing like spring fling. Three balls, two strikes the count.
The best thing you can do, though, is stay in that winner's bracket.
Worley takes a big, deep breath. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Swing, a shot to third. Picked up by Northfleet. Throw to first, and he's got him for out number three. Three up, three down for Austin Worley and the Tigers. And we've completed one. Our score, Central 2, Ripley nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
get unrivaled customer service.
We had a customer watching the UT Florida game, and they moved the TV outside and messed something up, and they had a patio full of people wanting to watch the game, and they called me in a panic. I drove on out there. We got it working. It's just those little things that make the experience better.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage of Spring Fling Baseball Championships and here at the AA Tournament from Blackman featuring the Central Magnet Tigers, brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, along with Bob Parks Auction. John?
And leading it off will be Mitchell Jackson. I'm sorry. Let me go to the central lineup. How's that?
Sterling.
Yeah. Our Taylor Sailing, the catcher. A right-handed hitter.
You did a really good job on these lineups.
Yeah, and I was rushed, too. It was. Here's the pitch. That one sails low. Count even at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, you and I have...
We perfected it, haven't we?
Well, we've done a pretty good job of getting from Siegel to Blackman and do two games with an 18-minute break in between.
Here's a bloop into center field, and it's going to fall. Well, they haven't been necessarily line drives, but they've been impressive. They've been hits.
Well, to coin a term that you use a lot, hit them where they ain't,
yeah.
And that was certainly a shallow fly ball into center field, and nobody had a play. Seaton was playing up. Jackson charging in, couldn't make the play from center, so that's just a well-placed single.
And we have a runner for Central, and as soon as I can get his number, we'll let you know who that is. I followed him all the way from the dugout, never caught his number. It's going to bring up Will Norfleet, the third baseman.
15, John.
That's Poff. Hunter Poff. And the pitch. Bunted. Back to the mound. Going to have to hurry, and he does, to get Norfleet. But a good sacrifice for Will. And the runner goes to second. Poff, the Magic Dragon.
That's right.
I'm getting into those kind of things. Have you noticed that lately?
His father, Brent, follows us on Twitter at WGNS Sports. You can, too.
Well, he's got good speed at second base, and he's in scoring position. Brings up Mackenzie Jackson. Single, stole a base, and scored a run in the first.
Dad's the Puff Daddy.
Here's the pitch.
Well, he is. That's his Twitter
Well,
handle.
Let's put it this way. He was listening, and he was following us on Twitter. But that's not going to happen anymore now. Just all in fun, isn't it?
It is. That is indeed his Twitter handle, something like that.
Well, good. I don't feel so bad. Here's the pitch. Ball goes outside. And it's one ball, no strikes to Jackson. One out with Poff at second.
I can say, without a doubt, this is much cooler. Little shade, little wind. Absolutely perfect. And the Braves are leading 1-0 in the third.
Oh, you can't get any better than that. Here's the pitch. Grounder to third. Up with it is Benson. Throw to first. In time. Got him by about a half a step. Going to third on the play is Poff. The Jackson's retired. 5-3 on the put out. That brings up Jacob Kroon. Check that St. Louis Cardinals score for me, too. We want to make sure we keep the fans abreast of the Cardinals, what they're doing.
Do they play baseball?
Well, I think, yeah. Well, they did last weekend against Atlanta.
Well, I guess they did.
Didn't they? I can't say anything. Here's the wind by Simpson. The pit about make that Williams, and it's up high, a ball, 1-0.
I can give you a triple-A score. Germantown-Houston defeats Dobbins-Bennett 5-4, and that was a back-and-forth battle right there.
Rafferty just fell out of his chair. 1-0 pitch. Line drive into left field. It's going to be caught, and the inning's going to be over. as Hofstee makes the catch. No runs, a hit. There was one left. We're in the middle of the second. We go to the bottom of the second, and the score, Central 2, Ripley nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
Austin Worley, who breezed through the first inning, will face Mitchell Jackson leading off here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch is a strike call. Nip that outside corner, 0-1. Boy, Central has got an amazing crowd over there. So is Ripley. The wind from the right-hander, the pitch. Line drive, left center field. It's trouble. Cutting it off, but then bobbling it out there is Kroom. Gets the ball in. And it is a double for Jackson. I don't know that he throws him out even if he comes up with that.
No, and I think a good throw back in, John, too, kept him from even thinking about three.
So they have their first base runner and the first hit. And that brings up Stefan Maben. The pitch is a ball outside, 1-0. Worley in a bit of a jam. He leads 2-0, bottom of the second. Oh, Ripley brought pom-poms and cowbells. And
a lot of purple.
A lot of purple. Here's the 1-0. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. He squared as if he was going to bunt.
Just bring back any memories, John, doing a Central game, high school. Same colors anyway.
A long, long time ago. Kind of reminiscent. It's kind of a nice, neat feeling. And time is called as Maben steps out. He'll be followed by Miller. Wind has died a little. Still blowing in. Here's the pitch. Strike called. And the count is 2-1.
I tell you what, if you've never gone to a game and watch Buddy Powers coach, you've missed a treat. He's never still, ever.
Two balls and a strike. And he lays down a bunt. It's foul down the first baseline. And the count even, two balls, two strikes.
Also know if you have noticed, Central does not have this many blonde-headed young men
no.
playing.
Well, Buddy's blonde-headed.
Well, that's – is that blonde,
yeah,
or blonde, gray?
No, it's blonde. He took his hat off for me. He said he hadn't seen me in about a year. I told him that's true. 2-2 pitch, curveball swung on, grounder to second. Going to be an easy play for Sullivan. Throws him out, and the runner holds at second. It goes 4-3.
Thought
one
they
out.
Might send him there.
Yeah, I did
second.
Too. Nice play by Sullivan. Miller the batter, the first baseman. So one out here in the bottom of the second. Central leads 2-0. If you just joined us, Riverdale lost to Ravenwood earlier today, 10-1. Here's the stretch. Pitch will not be made as he holds the runner, steps off the rubber. Shipley team 24, and I think he's 16, maybe. Yep. Is that right?
24.
Worley looks in. Sailing. Now time is called by Miller.
Central Tigers, of course, 31-9. Winners of 14 straight.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Well, it sails outside.
Ripley also on a pretty good win streak, John. They've won 8 in a row.
Remember some really good Central players. I've mentioned one right now, Danny Decker. Many, many good baseball players come out of Central before it was a magnet school. Pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. That was my era, though.
70s, early 70s?
Yeah. Of course, the fields and that kind of thing weren't anywhere like they are now.
This
is just amazing. Here's the pitch, popped up. Could be trouble. Going out is Sullivan, coming in and making the grab is Jackson, that come out of nowhere from right field to make the catch. I thought that was going to drop, and Jackson comes over and makes the catch, and he was basically right behind the second baseman.
Boy, he had to really cover a lot of real estate to get there.
And did a good job of calling everybody else off.
Well, and holds the runner down there at second as well, and Central's doing their best to keep Jackson stalled down there at second base.
Two out now. Jackson, as Brian mentioned, still at second. Led off the inning with a hit. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. That's 0-1. And the batter is Kevin Seaton, the second baseman. Another right-handed hitter facing Austin Worley, trying to get out of a second inning jam. The wind and the pitch. Just missed that outside corner. And the count even at a ball and a strike. I don't know if you were watching any of the Braves last night. The glove that Chris Davis tried to catch Freddie Freeman's home run, his glove got caught in the stands, and fan just threw it back to him. It was
really
nice, yeah. Here's the pitch, lined in the left field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. They're waving Jackson. Ball is bobbled. It wouldn't matter. He was going to score. So a single and an RBI for Seaton, and it's 2-1 Central. Boy, that's a huge hit for the Ripley Tigers. Cuts that lead. Second hit of the inning. And holding it first is Seaton. He gets an RBI. And Corey Worlds, the batter, the DH. So Worley was one out away from getting out of that inning and gives up the run. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1 ball, no strikes.
You are under a Vanderbilt tent, though. You have to feel pretty happy about that.
Yeah, that helps. The Cardinal aura is not quite so bad. The pitch, strike called. Oh. 1-1. Down at first is Seaton, who singled to cut this lead in half at 2-1. Throw over, and he's back. Seaton with a lead at first. Game has slowed down considerably here with runners on. Worley from the stretch, the pitch. Swung on, line foul down the first baseline and out of play. And he's down in front of 1 ball, 2 strikes to Corey Worlds. W-O-R-L-D-S, Worlds.
Wind looks like it's kind of blowing in here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has been. Not quite as strong as it was earlier. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout for Worley, and the inning is over. But Ripley comes back with one run on 2 hits. and they leave one. We've completed two. Brian Barrett's going to take over the play-by-play duties here in the next couple of innings. Our score, Central 2, Ripley 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Don't grab a greasy combo from the drive-thru. Come have lunch with us at Farmer's Family Restaurant.
It was delicious. I had some catfish.
Lunch at Farmer's Family, always home-cooked and healthy.
We came primarily because of the good food.
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
The home cooking is just like Grandmama and Granddad used to make.
Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
Come the farmers where everything is farm-fresh.
We'll see you at Farmer's Family Restaurant.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. After the game is the Renaissance of Heating and Air postgame show. And Derek Sargent just lines one into deep left center field, and it's going to be an easy double. And, Brian, I'll let you take it from there.
Well, a double to center field is a good way to get things started here.
Amen.
For the Central Tigers. Double for Sargent, and that is the fifth hit of the game for the Central Tigers. Derek reached his last time on an error and scored the second run. Here, Austin Worley walked his last time up. 2-1, Tigers. Up Central leading. Bunting, kind of excuse me, bunt here, and is going to be fouled down the third base line. Worley and Ropp do up here for the Tigers. 31-9 on the year. Back-to-back years in the spring fling. Tigers, 9 seniors on the roster. Pitch outside. Kind of rolled through the district. Lost only, I think, one game in league play. District and region champions. Won the sectional here to reach the state tournament over Hickson. This pitch hit him. Hit him right in the hand, it looks like. Kind of shaking it off. So Worley on at first. Hit by pitch. So two on, nobody out. Coach Buddy Powers is going to send in a runner. And let's see, that is going to be Highland. Highland in to run. Now Ropp singled, RBI back in the first inning. Right-handed batter stands in against Sam Williams. Pops the bat out there to Bunnett, and it rolls foul. Went behind him, actually. Kind of showed his cards there a little bit. Buddy Powers with about 19 signs over there at third. One of them means something to Alex Ropp. 2-1 Central. The pitch. Bunted and a beaut. Right in front of the plate. The catcher picks it up, fires to first. But not before Sargent goes to third and to second. Highland running for Worley. So the sacrifice works, and it was a good one. It just like hit right in front of home plate. Reed Sullivan singled, scored a run the last time up. That single was a bunt single. Sullivan takes a ball inside. One ball, no strikes. Only one out. Big deep breath here by Williams. The wind and the pitch. Curveball up and in to take the count to 2-0. So a double by Sargent, a hit by pitch. Worley, Highland running down to second on a sacrificed bunt. Sargent at third with only one out here in the central third. The pitch. Fly ball into center field. Base hit. One run will score. Heading down to second. The throw is going to be down there, and it is not going to be in time. It was a bang-bang play down there. Scoring is Sargent. Run number three. Sullivan with a single, an RBI, and takes second on the throw.
Second RBI of the night for Sullivan. Well, he's swinging a hot stick in this one.
And the Tigers have gotten that one run back that they gave up to Ripley last inning. Josh Green hit into a double play his last time up. Fly ball into center field. Could be trouble. Drifting over is Jackson to make the catch. Runners tag. And another run will score. That's going to be Highland running for Worley. Scores. Going to be a sack fly and an RBI for Green. With two away, Central strikes for another deuce here in the top of the third.
Well, that won't look too big in the box score, but I'm telling you, Buddy Powers appreciates it, getting that other run in from third.
Sailing reaches out there for a changeup and comes up empty. No balls and a strike. Still some work to do now with Sullivan down at second. The pitch swung on, fly into left center. It's going to be foul. If that had been a fair ball, run would have scored. Hofstee was on his horse but couldn't make the play.
He's been a busy young man out there today so far.
So another 0-2 pitch coming up here to Taylor Sailing. He singled his last time up. Here's the stretch by Williams and the pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. Peeks back at second, does Williams. Sets and delivers. Chopper to third. Maven with the catch. The throw over to first for out number three. That goes 5-3 on the putout. But a pretty good inning for the Central Tigers. They score two runs on two hits. No walks. There was one hit batter, and there was one left. Your new score, Central Tigers lead the Ripley Tigers 4-1 going to the bottom of the third on WGNS State Farm Spring Fling coverage.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Trey Helton, and I can help you get to a better state. 895-0500.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Brian?
All right, John, it's Eric Hofstee, the left fielder, leading off the bottom of the third for Ripley. And he rips one into left field. And under it is Kroon coming over from deep left to make the play. So it'll be a fly out to left center to retire Hofstee and bring up Vaden Mills. Popped up to the first baseman his last time up in the first. And
Kroon got a really nice jump on that ball.
Worley has faced two over the minimum so far. Here's one hit into center field. First pitch, and Mills is going to be retired as Green makes the play. So quickly, two out here for Austin Worley, and that would be really big if he could follow last inning. They gave up one run with a three up, three down. Sam Williams stands in the way of that. He grounded out to second, his only at bat in the first. The pitch low, or he called that a strike, didn't he? Well, it might have been a skosh low on the outside corner.
You're doing great.
Well, I can't see the
three
board.
Three pitches, two outs. You're doing great.
Well, the 0-1 pitch from Williams popped up into right. Jackson drifts over, makes the catch. Boy, what an easy inning.
Keep it up, man. You're doing great.
Fly out to right field. 1-2-3 go the Ripley Tigers here in the bottom of the third. Central leads Ripley 4-1 as we move along to the fourth inning of play on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Oz Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm. Will Norfleet to lead it off, and here's Brian.
The third baseman stands in. Here's the first pitch to him. Hard hit, popped up into right. Tough play. Coming on is the second baseman Seaton to make the play. Almost in foul territory. One pitch, one out as Northfleet pops up the first base side.
Say this,
and Mackenzie Jackson.
Can't beat the Central colors, though, can you?
Black and white.
After all these years. With a little gold.
Mackenzie Jackson fouls one back. Singled, leadoff single in the game. Scored a run. Had a stolen base in there. That was in the first. In the second, he grounded the third. Here, the count is 0-1. Now fouls another one back. Just a little late on a fastball. This is a busy place here, isn't it?
Me in a few years, Brian.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And that I have as the first strikeout for Sam Williams, the Ripley pitcher. And that brings in Jacob Kroon. Flew out to right, flew out to left.
Are you purposely doing fast innings? Is this some kind of plan on your
part? I'm hungry, and yeah. I want to go to the concession stand. First pitch, fouled back into the screen. I saw some chicken fingers and fries calling my name. We've got plenty of ketchup, so I'm good to go here in just a minute. The 0-1 pitch. This is going to be chopped foul down the third baseline.
So those Cheez-Its I gave you just haven't held out.
Well, I only got through half the bag.
Then you had to take over, I know.
Yeah. I'm just really glad the way I felt driving over that I did not try those Asian wings.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been tough, I think. Two out, 0-2 count here on Kroom. A pitch from Williams, low and outside. Jacob Kroom, 0-2.
I imagine if you saw the talk to the site director, he probably could take care of a lot of that food problem for you.
Oh, I've got a pass. I'm good to go, I think.
You got a lot of, you do? You got a pass?
You do, too.
Oh,
this ball gets
what
by.
I'm wearing?
Yeah,
oh.
Well, that'll get you a little food.
Really?
Supposed to, yeah. You're about to lose yours off your.
I was so busy setting
there.
Up.
Was Braves this? Lead the Brewers 3-0,
there
top of the
go.
Fourth.
There you go. Go Braves.
You're trying to purposefully get us kicked out, aren't you?
Well, you don't know the comments that were made earlier when I was here.
2-2 pitch. This one misses outside, and so after being up 0-2, Sam Williams.
I think I've been told to go to the Macaroni Grill.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. There was a comment about my hat. I mean, it's a Braves hat.
Full count pitch. Here it is. Chop foul down the third baseline. And what looked like a tough at bat for Kroom, he's battled back.
Well, that hurt. I'm getting harassed over here. I'm telling you. Infield fly. Had to bring that up. One game playoff. I don't like that anyway.
3-2 pitch. This one low and outside and walked him. So a two-out walk. And Williams was in the driver's seat. He was out front, 0-2 on Kroom. Now Sargent, who was a tough out, stands in for the Central Tigers. As we're in the top of the fourth, Central leading 4-1 over Ripley. Sargent doubled to lead off the third, his last time up. Chops one foul down the first baseline.
Did notice that State Farm agent Bud Morris has a sign on one of the orange seats out here.
Yeah, right there in front of us, actually.
Yep.
Of course, his office is
not too far.
Go down to the end of the road to Fortress and take a right, and you're almost there. No balls and a strike to Sargent. Didn't give him much that time to look at. Curveball low and outside. Evens it up at 1-1. A peek back over at first, where Kroom stands. This pitch, curveball in there for a strike about thigh high. Sargent has scored two of Central's four runs, reached on an error in the first as well. Williams peeks over at first now. Sets the pitch, hard hit, but foul. Sent that one screaming down the third base side.
Well, Buddy needs to really watch those line drives down at third at his age.
You've already made friends with him today.
Well, he said something to me on the way. You missed a lot of action while you weren't
apparently.
Here.
Apparently. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and that is strike out number two. And the third out of the inning. So here is your fourth inning recap for the Central Tigers. No runs, no hits. There was a walk, and there was one left. We move along to the bottom of the fourth. Your score remains Murfreesboro Central Magnet 4, Ripley 1, as you listen to WGNS Spring Fling coverage.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Milton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
The leader John Ding is back with you. This half inning brought to you by IDST's Operators of Lightning Locker Room brings you this half inning. Located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything, screen printing, embroidery, and more at IDST's, and they're everywhere.
Yes.
The Spring Fling. You can go to any location and there'll be an IDST's person there to help you and get you some Spring Fling souvenirs.
The official TSSAA merchandise source for Spring Fling State Championships. The 0-1 pitch, this one fouled back here. Bo Bean Simpson, the catcher.
It's
grounded
Bo,
out the
that's
third.
A U.
I know. That's what you and I were giving each other a little hard time about earlier.
The beleaguered part.
Yeah, that's where that came in. Worley steps off to manicure the cleanest pitching rubber in Rutherford County.
You just think I have to rejoin you again in the morning.
This pitch outside for a ball. Yeah, 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll go on about 9:50 or as soon as Truman Jones can be wrapped up, which we'll have to start at 9:30. Have any hope.
Well, nobody's safe tonight. Nobody.
The 1-2 pitch. Strike called. And that is strikeout victim number two for Worley.
Well, that's a beautiful pitch. He probably couldn't have done anything with it if he swung at it.
It's going to bring in Mitchell Jackson. Doubled, scored a run, scored the only run for the Ripley Tigers. Back in the second. Central put two on the board in the first and also in the third. And in the bottom of the second, gave up one run. Fly ball, well hit, left field, going back, going way back. It's going to be off the wall. And a stand-up double for Mitchell Jackson. The only way I knew that that one didn't go over the fence is that Kroom picked it up off the ground because it was that well hit.
Yeah, second well hit ball of the game for Jackson.
As a matter of fact, he's got two doubles today. One out. He led off the second with the double last time. Stephen Maben grounded out to second his last time up, and he's going to stand out. Our step out of the batter's box now. Steps back in. Worley, a peek back at second, and here's the pitch. Low and inside for ball one. Really good crowd. You can probably hear them here in the background. They are in our foreground. And very deep. Lots of purple, lots of black and gold here for the Central Tigers as well. The wind, the pitch, nipped the outside corner. And that riled up a few Ripley fans. One ball, one strike. Beautiful curveball. Worley gets the sign from Sailing. Finds the one he likes. Winds the pitch, breaking ball, just missed. So now Central fans aren't happy. Inside corner, just missed it on that breaking ball. Two balls and a strike. One out, runner at second for the Ripley Tigers. Central leading 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. The wind, the pitch, fly ball. Could be trouble, but Jackson makes his way over. The throw down to second. As the runner went, Jackson's back in time. So there's two away. Stephen Maben flies out to center field for out number two. And Austin Miller popped it up to shallow center field his last time up. Ripley scored their one run with two out. Runner at second. And the batter again, Austin Miller, the first baseman. Breaking ball outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Austin Worley. There's a few cheerleading fans here cheering him on. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. Curveball outside.
Try to go the same place. Missed just barely.
Behind the batter, Miller, 2-0. Don't know if he comes back with a fastball this time or not. The pitch, here it is. He does. It's going to be popped to right. Jackson back to make the catch. He's been a busy camper out there in right field. But that's going to retire Miller. Fly out to right field. Ends the inning for the Ripley Tigers. No runs. There was a hit, and there was one. Ripley Tiger left. Well, we're moving along quite nicely here. Going to the fifth, and John's going to rejoin us when we come back. Your score remains Central 4, Ripley 1, as you listen in to WGNS State Farm prep coverage of the Spring Fling.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Inspired by you. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
4-1 Central Tigers. John, take it away here in the fifth, and let's bring home a win here in the spring play.
All right, Brian. 4-1 Central leads as they bat here in the top of the fifth. Austin Worley walked and been hit by a batter, or been hit by a pitch. Here's a swing and a foul out of play.
We did have someone call in saying that they were headed to graduation. Riverdale baseball team players are going to graduate on their baseball field this evening, by the way, because their graduation was today. And Murph told me about that. I'll tell you another story here.
There's a pitch inside. One call, ball, two strikes.
The graduations are taking place this week at the Williamson County Expo Center. We had somebody call in and say they've been stuck on 840 at 65 for the last 45 minutes and traffic's not moving. So get there early.
Swing and a foul.
If you're going next, you know, the rest of the week, because all of our high schools are going to graduate out there, if you're going, you better take a lot of extra time. They're doing construction on 65, and it's really got things backed up.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Struck him out. Williams' third strikeout. And to lead off the top half of the fifth, that brings up Alex Ropp, the first baseman. Single drove in a run in the first and laid down a nice bunt. Back in the third. Williams, Sam Williams. The wind of the pitch. Flied out to right field, and there to make the catch is Zach Heron for out number two. So two away quickly here in the top half of the fifth. It's going to bring up Reed Sullivan. What a night he's had. Two singles, two RBIs.
Now batting number 21, Reed Sullivan.
The wind of the pitch by Williams. Lays a bunt down. It's foul. And it's 0-1. Here's a pitch. Grounder through the left side for a base hit. 3-for-3 for Mr. Sullivan tonight. A two-out single. And that's going to bring up Josh Green. Grounded to a 6-4-3 double play. And he's also flied out to center. Did get a sacrifice fly in the third. If you just joined us, Central leads at 4-1. We'll rejoin Braves baseball as soon as this game's over. Pitch is a strike call, throw down, runner going, and he is going to be safe. So a stolen base. The throw looked like it was there on time, but in the shuffle to move the glove to tag the runner out, he beat it. No balls and a strike to Green. Runner at second, two out. Pitch is outside. Count even at a ball and a strike. Green looks over at Buddy Powers. Now he steps back in there. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, back out of play toward the concession stands. And he's out in front of Green. No balls, two strikes. Oh, and two the count. Williams working from the stretch. The pitch to the plate. Outside, one ball, two strikes. Throw down, runner back. One ball, two strikes, the count. Two balls, two strikes, that is. Sullivan with a lead at second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Grounder up the middle. Scooped up by the shortstop, Mills, and he throws the first. And a fine play to end the inning. 6-3 on the put out. No runs, one hit, one left. We've completed 4.5. We go to the bottom of the fifth. With the score, Central 4, Ripley 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball Spring Fling.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
State I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Free local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday at the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Kevin Seaton going to lead it off, followed by Corey Worlds and Eric Homstey, the first three to face Austin Worley, who has a 4-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth. The big right-hander kicks and fires. Strike called right down the middle, 0-1. Central, 4 runs on 7 hits. Ripley, 1 run on 3 hits. The wind, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball gets away. No damage done. Nobody on. Count even at a ball and a strike. Been a long afternoon and evening, but an enjoyable one. Here's the wind and the 1-1 pitch. That nipped the outside corner, and he's out in front. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff man, Kevin Seaton. Ripley's had runners on in the second and in the fourth. Scored one in the second. Worley to the plate. Oh, that just missed, and I'm telling you, they asked for help. He said he did not swing, and Sailing was ready to throw it down to third. Riverdale, two balls, two strikes, Brian.
Riverdale Soccer cuts Collierville's lead to 2-1 with 7 minutes to go in the first half on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
The 2-2 pitch about to be made. Outside. Worley wanted that one. Three balls, two strikes. Seaton steps back in there. Here's the wind and the 3-2 pitch. Just missed with that one, and he walked him. So a leadoff walk to Seaton. A good start for the Ripley Tigers.
John, the winner of this game will play CAK in the morning or tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. The loser of this game will play at 10 o'clock versus Spring Hill in an elimination game.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Strike called to Corey Worlds. He struck out in the second. Runner at first. Seaton gets his lead. Worley working from the stretch. Throw over, runner back easily. 4-1 Central. Trying to advance to that 12:30 game. Things have slowed down rather. Here's a pitch. Bouncer right back to the mound. Throw the second one on the first. Two it is, a double play.
Wow.
Just like that, that goes 1-6-3 on the DP. Worlds is retired, and they're two out in the inning. Boy, Worley wasted no time getting rid of that ball.
Boy, Johnny caught it. Nice pirouette down to second, and a great throw over to first base. That is picture-perfect baseball.
Here's the pitch. Bunted down the third baseline. They're not going to have a chance to get him. As he hung that line and stayed fair, pretty nice play by Northfleet. Infield hit for Hofstein. And that's going to bring up the top of the order, Baden Mills. Fourth hit off of Worley. Sun beginning to set now at Blackman High School. The lights are on. And, Brian, you'll be glad to know you can actually see the scoreboard now. You're going to be happy. See it?
I do.
It's that big square thing up there.
I do see it.
Here's the pitch. Ooh, that just missed. One ball, no strikes.
It's a beautiful scoreboard.
I know. You know, I just found out I was kin by marriage to a stainless cardinal. That means there's two in the family now. Here's the stretch.
They're rabid.
1-0 pitch, strike call. That's a pretty pitch. Not much he could do with that one. Vade Mills has popped up, and he's flied to center. He's 0-2. Central leads 4-1. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The stretch, here's the pitch. Breaking ball just a little high, and it's 2-1. Just cannot believe the crowd tonight, Brian. It is packed.
Well, it's been kind of a Walter Hill reunion-like day for me, though.
Well, you haven't seen a lot of Walter Hill people, yeah. Have you? Here's the 2-1. Just missed outside. 3-1. After doing all these baseball games, I have found out one thing. I would never umpire.
Never make anybody happy.
Nope. 3-1 the count. Runner at first, that's Hofstein. Here's the pitch. Strike call, no ball. Well, I was right. 3-2. A little late call, but from my vantage point, it looked like a strike, and I was right. You need to write that down, Brian. That may never happen again. Three balls, two strikes. Runner will be going. And he is. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopped to short. Going to have to go to first. Up with it. And the throw by Sargent and in plenty of time to retire the side. No runs. There was a hit and a walk. The walk erased in the double play, and there was one left. We've completed now five innings of play. Central leads 4-1 over Ripley. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Land Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. Lots number 35 through 38 on Searcy Street will be auctioned off. Again, this is an Absolute Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com today.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Braves lead the Brewers 4-0 as they go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-1 here. And leading off is Taylor Salen, who is singled and grounded to third. He's one for two, and the count is even at a ball and a strike as we go to the top of the sixth. WGNS with complete spring fling coverage of baseball action. And we'll be doing it again tomorrow. Here's a chopper to short. Picked up over there by Mills. The long throw, and it's offline. Gets by, but nice back up there by Simpson. So the runner has to stay at first. We'll see how they score it. It was deep in the hole, and that would be an error. E6. So Sailing is at first. We're going to get a runner, and that will be, I think, Trey Shuler.
Yeah, three. It is. The Collierville Riverdale soccer game's at halftime now. 2-1 Collierville leading the Warriors at the half.
Think we can get have time to go out and do that game? Or
no, I think not.
Here's the pitch. Strike called. And the throw down by the catcher. Nice play. And caught looking over there was Shuler, and he is out. And that bring and Northfleet at the plate now with nobody on and one out. Nice throw.
Yeah, nice throw. Big play.
Curveball low and outside. One ball, two balls, one strike. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Grounder to the right side. Picked up by Seaton. Throw to first in time for out number two. And it's going to bring up the top of the order. Mackenzie Jackson, who is singled, grounded to third, and struck out. He's one for three. Two out in the inning. Worley has six outs to get to claim this first victory. He leads 4-1.
Central has several two-out hits in this game.
Pitches outside, one ball, no strikes. Well, they scored two in the first, and they scored two in the third, and that is held up behind Austin Worley. Simpson with a sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in there. And it's 1-1. The wind by the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Low. Two balls, one strike. Well, evidently, Teron has found his groove back. He's leading 4-0 in the fourth. They had a terrible outing last time for the Braves. 2-1 pitch. Down low.
And the Brewers aren't shabby.
No, they're pretty good. Three balls and a strike. I'm just glad to see some runs on the board. Here's the wind, the 3-1 pitch. Walked him. Dangerous man to put on the bases.
Well, that caught stealing kind of looks pretty big now, too, John. You could have had two on with two out. Now it's one on with two out, and
They're looking for a little insurance. Kroom, I would think, in the two spot is due.
He's flied out twice, and he's walked. He's 0 for 2. He would be followed by Sargent. Here's the stretch. Throw over. Jackson back easily. He's already stolen one base tonight and scored a run.
How many throwovers to first do we see in the course of a year, and how many times does it work? That's the first one that I remember all year long.
Here's the pitch. That one missed. And it's one ball, no strikes. Williams has gone the distance so far, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits. Throw over, runner back. There's an error in the inning, but the runner was caught stealing, and they're 2 out. Jackson at first. The pitch swung on. Fly ball, pretty well hit. Back, however, goes Hofstey and makes the catch for out number 3. So Kroom retired on a fly ball to left. No runs, no hits. It was an error and a walk and one man left. We're through 5.5. It's still Central 4, Ravenwood 1. Stay right here with WGNS as we go to the bottom of the 6th.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting 3-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Sam Williams to lead it off here in the bottom half of the 6th for Ripley. Breaking ball up and in, one ball, no strikes.
Our coverage is brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, along with Prentice also Heating and Air.
Williams is grounded to second. He's flied out. He's 0 for 2. The wind by Worley, the pitch. Strike called. Count even at a ball and a strike. Riverdale a loser 10-1 to Ravenwood today. Central leads here 4-1. The wind, and here's the pitch. Swung on. Bounces to third. Picked up by Northfleet. Now bobbled. The throw. Still got him. Stayed with it. And it bounced, and one thing, Brian, he got a nice bounce back up to him.
Well, the bounce certainly helped, because otherwise, was it without that bounce right back, there's no way he makes that throw.
Here's Bo Simpson, grounded to third, and he struck out. He's 0 for 2. So one out in the 6th. Worley with only 5 more outs to get.
That was still a great play. Great throw by Northfleet, and a good stretch by Ropp.
Here's the pitch. Strike in there, 0-1. He is really pounding that strike zone now here in the 6th. 4-1, Central leads it. The sign by Sailing, and the wind in the pitch. Went a little sidearm with him, and he fouled it back. No balls, 2 strikes. Jackson, who has been the part of the evil empire, is 2 for 2. He's due up next. Love to get this guy. Here's the wind and the 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2. Simpson steps back in there. Worley not wasting any time. Takes a big deep breath. Now he comes to the plate. The 1-2. Outside, Two balls, two strikes. Nobody has definitely left this ballpark.
I think the crowd's getting bigger, to be honest.
Maybe. Simpson back in there. And now time is called as Worley takes a little too much time. 10 o'clock, Riverdale, tomorrow. 9:50 airtime.
Big game, elimination game tomorrow, John. It's do or die from here on out for the Warriors.
2-2 pitch. Oh, just missed. A little low. Count is full. Three balls, two strikes. What a great evening. Wind is about null at this point. And Worley, trying to get together with Saling, gives us an opportunity to talk about another State Farm agent friend of ours, Trey Hilton.
Yeah, he's on Memorial Boulevard. Trey's office is 2690 Memorial. That's between the Sportscom and VA, just down from the State Farm headquarters, as a matter of fact. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Trey Hilton, 895-0500.
Bo Simpson, been a tough little customer this time at this plate appearance. Three balls, two strikes. Worley now ready. And the wind in the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, but foul. Count remains, three balls, two strikes. Ripley fans want to try to get their team fired up. They trail 4-1. Now the wind starts to blow in again. Three balls, two strikes to Simpson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout number three for Worley. So there's two away, and you can't complain, but you got Mitchell Jackson coming up, and they're two out, nobody on.
Yeah, that's the spot that you you don't really want anybody on when he's coming up. And luckily, two of those three strikeouts for Worley have come against Simpson leading up to Jackson, who's two for two with two doubles and a run scored.
Swing and a miss. Threw him a breaking pitch. 0-1. He has smoked the ball deep twice. Two for two. He would be followed by Maben. The wind by Worley. Here's the pitch. And a little sidearm with him. It's one ball, one strike. John Diggins, Brian Baird with you here. Game two of the night. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty. And he's out in front of Jackson. One ball, two strikes.
Boy, he took a wicked cut at that one, John.
Well, he hasn't given him anything remotely looking like a fastball. Worley looks in for the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped foul at the plate. Count remains, one ball, two strikes. Central leads 4-1 on seven hits. Got two runs in the first, two runs in the third. Count is 1-2. Worley kicks and fires. Beautiful pitch, but it must have been inside. Two balls, two strikes. I don't know how he laid off of that one. Worley ready. See if he goes breaking ball with him this time as well. Now time is called. Brian, you have a sports-related injury. I know you don't, but.
I have injuries, but not sports-related injuries, well, but I have.
You can call TOA if you do. Swung on and missed. He got Jackson. And that excites the Central crowd. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. It was three up, three down for Central. And we have completed six innings of play. Just three more outs for Central. They lead it 4-1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS. We're at the Spring Fling.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Hey, guys, Little Caesars has hot and ready pizza for $5.
Yeah! I like that! Yes!
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars, home of the $5 hot and ready pizza, proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Mapco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Sam Williams still on the mound for Ripley, and the pitch to Derek Sargent is flied out to short center field, just behind the shortstop area, and out number one. Williams' job is to hold him right here. They have any chance in the seventh? Actually, he's pitched very well since the third inning, gave up those two runs. He's held him scoreless since the third. Brings up Austin Worley, who's been hit by a pitch. He's walked and he struck out. And he's 0-for-1, and the first pitch to him is a ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Central leads 4-1. Austin Worley needs three more outs to stay in the winner's bracket. Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled away, out of play, had a good cut. One ball, one strike.
Hoping to catch up with Buddy Powers after the game on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show with the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hopefully a victorious Buddy Powers.
Here's the pitch. Did he go? They say he did. One ball, two strikes. One out here in the top of the seventh. Looking ahead in the bottom of the seventh, Ripley's going to send up Maben, Miller, and Seaton. I always wonder when the pitcher is the cleanup hitter, whether his concentration on pitching is so great that he doesn't hit as well. It's just something maybe you can ask Buddy that. Worley's been on the mound, hadn't had an opportunity to hit much. He's walked and been hit by a pitch.
Yeah, and that's scary, too, when you get hit by a pitch and you're the pitcher.
1-2 pitch. Just missed. Count even. Two balls, two strikes. Central leads 4-1. We're in the top half of the seventh. Here's the wind by Williams. The pitch. Curveball swung on. Popped up into the infield. Calling it his Mills. He's got it for out number two. So Williams about to finish a very good pitching performance. He's been out-dueled by Worley, but he's pitched well tonight. Two out in the seventh. That's going to bring up Alex Ropp, who's singled, sacrificed, and flied out. Right-handed batter throws left-handed. Curveball backs him out of there, and it's 1-0. What does the weather look like for tomorrow? Is it chance of rain, 30% or something?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wow, that's not like you.
I think sunny. Once again.
Well, maybe it's going to come in a little later.
Sunny in 89. Isolated showers on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Today's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. Thursday and Friday, just a slight chance of showers.
Well, that's great. That is awesome. Two balls, no strikes. Williams delivers. Swung on. Grounder deep in the hole. Mills backhand. Throws to first. Did he get him? Yep, he did. Nice play by Mills and a good pickup over there by Miller. Three up, three down for Sam Williams, who pitched quite well, but he finds himself on the short end of a 4-1 score. It's Hold'em Central as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Stay tuned with us here on WGNS.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or Murfreesboro Electric.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
And the first pitch from Austin Worley to Stephon Maben is a ball outside. And this Ripley crowd really got up on their feet here to urge their team on. They trail 4-1. Worley needs three more outs to take Central to the winner's bracket. Sailing with a sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike called. One ball, one strike.
Somebody's win streak is going to end here tonight, John. Is it going to be Ripley's 8-game win streak, or will it be the Central Tigers' 14-game win streak, and somebody's going to extend their streak as well.
Here's the wind and the pitch to the plate. Just missed a little high. Two balls and a strike. 4-7-2 for Central. 1-4-1 for Ripley. Riverdale, a loser to Ravenwood today. 10-1 earlier. Brian will hopefully will have a soccer score later. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul out of play. Braves were leading. Let's check that, too, while we're at it.
Score nothing, bottom of the fifth.
Five nothing Braves at the end of five.
CPA leads Central Magnet 1-0 in soccer as well.
2-2 pitch. Boy, that pitch has been really effective, dropping down a little bit. But he manages to stay alive, swings and fouls it to the plate.
It's now 2-0, CPA leading Central Magnet in soccer.
Two balls, two strikes here.
CPA over Central Magnet. If I said it opposite, I apologize.
Worley trying to get that leadoff batter out here in this seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Ball missed. Inside, three balls, two strikes. Always good to get the leadoff batter if you can in the bottom of the seventh. Worley, the right-hander, kicks and fires. Just missed. He walked him. Good at bat by Maben. Walk number two for Worley. So Maben's on. Brings up Austin Miller, who's flied out twice to the right fielder, Jackson.
Well, Maben doesn't mean a whole lot down there for Ripley right now.
No, and I really think he probably is not going to worry about him too much at this point. Sailing with a sign. Now Worley working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike called right down the middle, 0-1. It'll be right down Blaze Drive, wouldn't it?
A Tiger Trail. Well, if Blaze Drive's right out there,
yeah,
I get your point.
Yeah, okay. That's why you got that strange look from me. 0-1 the pitch. Strike two called. So he's out in front of Austin Miller. Kevin Seaton would be next. Maben with a short lead at first. Well, he doesn't want to be picked off, that's for sure. 0-2 the count. Worley, the big right-hander, pitches to the plate. That just missed, and it's 1-2. All of a sudden, the wind picks back up.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's a welcoming wind.
Welcoming wind?
Yeah. Breeze feels pretty good.
Maben down at first. I think it's going to be a little toasty tomorrow.
I believe so.
Here's the pitch. Just missed. And the count even. Two balls, two strikes.
Boy, that would make a young man groan.
Miller steps back in there. The first baseman for Ripley. Worley from the stretch. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Base hit, left field. So Ripley's got something going here in the seventh. A walk and a base hit, and two are on. And it's going to bring up Kevin Seaton, and that's also going to bring Buddy Powers out to the mound. Well, maybe it's not Buddy, but it's the pitching coach anyway. And they're going to have a little powwow. That was a good at-bat by Miller.
Well, the Maben's at-bat was a really good one, too. I mean, he stayed alive and got on, and that's what I'm sure Ripley wanted, is just get as many on as they possibly can. This batter is the big one.
Fifth hit. Well, the conversation is over, and Worley's still out. This is his game. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And the batter is Kevin Seaton, who has singled and walked, and he's driven in a run. He's one. Worley looking into the. One. Central, that lead in danger here in the seventh. The tying run is at the plate.
Well, Worley done a pretty good job of staying ahead on the batter.
Sound back. He's in front 0-2, but in front also of Miller.
And he was in front of Maben as well,
yeah.
And then Maben just stayed alive.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Comes down, drops down, fouls it away, out of play. And it's still 0-2. I realize that I have sunglasses on at this point.
Yes.
Got to put my other ones on. So far, so good. I can still see the scoreboard. But I can't see without them, that's for sure. 0-2 the count. The stretch by Worley. The 0-2 pitch. Into the dirt. Good stop there by Saling. Well, this has been a long inning. They asked for help. He said he didn't go.
It was very close.
One ball, two strikes, and Buddy Power is not happy. I think he thought he went around. Two on, nobody out here at the top of the boat. Make that the bottom of the seventh. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swung on. A grounder through the left side for a base hit. Runners are going to hold, and the bases are loaded. Maben to third. And that was probably a wise move because Maben's run doesn't mean anything. Going to second is Miller, and Seaton's at first with a single. So two hits and a walk in the inning, and Central in a full-blown jam now.
Well, John, that one got by Sargent, and I'm not so sure if he didn't think somebody was out there backing him up.
Well, I think he thought maybe Northfleet had a shot at it, too, at third. The bases are loaded, nobody out, and here's Corey Worlds. Struck out and grounded to a double play. Strike call. To be honest, don't want to be biased too much, but wouldn't mind another double play. I could be biased, though.
Well, sure, why not?
We're the Central Magnet broadcasting team.
Here tonight, right now,
yeah.
We are.
0-1 the count. Ripley is not going away quietly. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball sails outside. Count even at a ball and a strike. Bases are loaded. Maben is at third. Miller at second. Seaton at first. The batter is Worlds. And now Salem going to go out and have a little chit-chat with Worley. And that'll give Ripley a chance to have a little conversation with their head coach. Tonight's game brought to you by Prentice Office of Heating and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, and Franklin's Print Works. And don't forget about State Farm agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, 896-2013. Bases are loaded, nobody out. Worley in a heap of trouble. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside, two balls and a strike. No place to put Worlds. This Ripley crowd is fired up. Worley looks in for the sign from Salem. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on. A grounder, right side. Rock has it. Flips to first in time. They got the out on a nice play by Ropp, flipping it to Worley. So Worlds is retired. One out in the inning, a run scores. That's Maben from third. It's 4-2. But right now, what's important are the runs. Going to third is Miller. Going to second is Seaton. The Worlds is retired 3-1. One out now. The tying runs, however, are at second and third. So he's not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. Time is called.
Worley was in a stretch there, too.
Eric Hofstee, the batter, slide out and singled. He's 1-2. Well, there have been a lot of C&I grounders in this inning. That was almost a hit. Nice play by Ropp. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yeah, Worley going to have to go back. That took a little extra.
Took a weird hop, and Ropp had to gather it in, John on the hop, and then make a nice throw to first for that out.
4-2 Central. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. The Ripley Tigers are making a game of it here in the bottom of the seventh. No balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. Miller and Seaton are down there. Here's the pitch. Try to get him to chase. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. Some of the Ripley fans on their feet.
Everyone's nervous here.
Even a guy my age is over there. One ball, two strikes. Baseball's fun at any age. Worley looks in for the sign. Trying to get out of a major jam. The 1-2 pitch. Just missed. Two balls, two strikes. There is a base open. And boy, you're getting closer and closer to Mitchell Jackson.
And that's scary. We still got a ways to go. I hope we don't see him because.
Well, if we get that far, it's probably tied. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside. That's way outside. And the count is full, three balls, two strikes. Austin Worley, who's gone all the way, giving up six hits and two runs. The two runners at second and third are his, of course. Central trying to hang on here, leading 4-2. Worley from the stretch. The 3-2 pitch swung on, grounder to second. It's bobbled. A run's going to score. Runners at first and third. Sullivan couldn't hang on to it. It's an E4. I think that was a case of he looked to throw it before he had it. The run is in. It's 4-3.
Thought they held, John.
Okay. Maybe they did.
So his base is loaded.
No, it's 4-3. They scored. That would be Miller.
So Seaton goes to third.
And over at first is Hofstee. So now it's getting pretty serious. 4-3, Central leads. They led all the way here until the bottom of the seventh, and it's within one run. And Buddy Powers is not a happy camper right now. Central Magnet trying to, the fans trying to encourage Austin Worley.
Well, that was the second trip out to Worley.
And it's going to bring up the top of the order. Baden Mills popped up, flied out, and he's grounded to short.
It's really important is Hofstee at first. Yes, Seton at third is really big too. But to stay alive, you don't want that guy at first to get around.
Well, Roth is holding him at first, and the third baseman, Norfleet, is in. Pitches a strike called 0-1. If it goes to Norfleet, he's going home. The shortstop and second baseman, that's Sargent and Sullivan, are back for the double play. But he's a speedy runner, so that may be tougher than he looks. Worley with a sign. Oh, he could use a strikeout right here. The pitch. Curveball popped up, right side, giving chase is Rock, Jackson, and it's out of play. And he's out in front, no balls, two strikes. A strikeout would be, as I used to say, humongous.
Humongous?
It would be humongous.
Enormous?
Enormous. He's out in front of him, 0-2. Mills trying to be a Ripley hero here. A base hit ties it. And now time is called. Sam Williams would be next. And he's the opposing pitcher. Wouldn't that make for some drama?
It's pretty dramatic right now.
The 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss, struck him out. A huge strikeout of Baden Mills. Strikeout number 5, and it couldn't come at a better time. Two out in the inning, and it's going to be up to Sam Williams for Ripley if they're going to try to tie this game. And Williams, who's gone 7 innings, given up 4 runs himself, he'd like nothing better than to tie this game up. Williams steps in there. He's 0 for 3. Sailing with a sign. The stretch by Worley. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Worley reaching back for a little more here. 4-7-2 for Central, 3-6-2 for Ripley. 0-1 to count to Williams. And then Simpson's due up next. Worley, boy, they're going through a chain of signs here. The stretch of the 0-1. Swing and a miss. One strike away from winning their game, first game here in the state tournament is Central. No balls, two strikes. Central fans on their feet. They want it ended right here. Worley from the stretch, still looking in. Salen going through several signs. Now we're ready. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, one ball, two strikes. That's a show-me pitch right there. Nothing, he wasn't going to give him anything to hit. If he chased it, good. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Runners at first and third. The tying run is at third. The winning run, or the going, yeah, the winning run is at first. The 1-2 pitch. Oh, that just missed the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, if you're a fan of baseball, you got to love this game. Two balls, two strikes. They're putting the hex on them. See that?
Yeah.
Here's the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. The strike three call. They had to appeal, and they get it. Strikeout number 6. I thought he went, Brian. And luckily for Central, he did. But boy, they hung on for dear life. They get 2 runs on 2 hits. There was an error in there, a walk, and 2 left. Central advances with a 4-3 win over the Ripley Tigers. And the Ripley losing winning streak is over. They'll have to start one tomorrow in the loser's bracket. Central goes to the winner's bracket, and they will play at 12:30 against CAK, I believe, as they win it tonight here 4-3. When we come back, we'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating Air postgame show for you, and hopefully Brian Barrett will have an interview, hopefully, with Coach Buddy Powers of the Tigers. Stay with us. The final score, once again, Central 4, Ripley 3. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.